بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Setting off on your journey after Fajr Salah Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu narrates that during a journey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would set out immediately after Fajr Salah Note Whilst on a journey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would set out immediately after Fajr Salah and not anticipate the time of Ishraq. It is better to travel in the early part of the day. Safar ibn Wada'a radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, bless my ummah in the tasks which it undertakes in the morning. Hence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched armies early in the morning.
We have discussed this before as well, that the norm should be to sleep as early as possible. So that we complete our cycle of sleep and wake up without any effort, without any difficulty. So in winter months we perform salat at 7:45, 8 o'clock. At the academy we perform salat at 8:30. And if we have some things to do, we have till 10 o'clock, 10:30. If we go to sleep by 10, 10:30, then automatically after 6 hours, 7 hours the eyes will open and we will be able to perform Salatul Tahajjud in its more preferable time. And thereafter we can perform Fajr Salah, we can complete our Ma'amulat before Fajr, after Fajr. And because we have already slept 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, we can engage in our activities. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made this special dua. Allahumma ja'al li ummati fi bukuriha. O Allah, allocate barakah for my ummah in its morning, in their morning. So the tasks carried out during the mornings have more barakah. The morning time has more barakah and the tasks carried out has more barakah also. But we will only be able to benefit from this blessed time, this time which is full of barakah, if we go to sleep early at night. If we sleep late, then naturally we would want to sleep after Fajr Salat. So what we need to try and do is to make a habit of sleeping as early as possible after the Isha Salat. The more earlier we sleep, the more earlier we wake up. During childhood, when I was in India, I remember people would go to sleep by 9:30, 9:45. And people would wake up around 4 o'clock. And even those people would wake up at 4 o'clock who would not perform tahajjud, who would not perform Fajr Salat. Even those who are not religious would wake up at 5 o'clock. Because once the sleep cycle is completed, people would get up. Even non-Muslims would wake up at 5 o'clock. And after the Fajr Salat, the thought process was during my childhood that people don't sleep after Fajr Salat. So if you see somebody sleeping after Fajr Salat, that automatically meant that he is unwell. His health is not well, that is why he is sleeping. Now things are changing in India also. So try to sleep as early as possible. And then during the summer months, try to sleep as early as possible after the Isha Salat. Straight to sleep. No meeting, nothing after Isha Salat. So if we go to sleep straight away after Isha Salat, then we will get at least 4 hours before Fajr Salat. And if we get 4 hours before Fajr Salat, then we are able to do something after Fajr Salat. We can remain engaged in Mamulat, in Azkar, in Tilawat. And then we can sleep another 2 hours before work, before study. So that will be 6 hours. And then during the evening, after 4, after 5, when we finish our work, when we finish our studies, we are able to sleep another hour or so. So we have to make sleeping habits, and we have to regularize our sleeping habits. That way we will be able to become productive. Another thing I have also mentioned before is that you have either of two choices. One is sleep early, wake up early. And second is sleep late, wake up late. Same thing. You are sleeping for 6 hours, 8 hours, whether you sleep early or you sleep late. And if you sleep early, then you have time in the morning. And if you sleep late, then you have time during the evening. So you have 2-3 hours here, 2-3 hours there. So no difference. But there are other big differences. Difference number one is that the sleep before 12 o'clock is far more beneficial than the sleep after 12 o'clock. And the later you sleep, the less beneficial it is. And there is a lot of difference between the sleep of the night and the sleep of the day also. So for health as well, it is better that we sleep early. That's number one. Number two, if we sleep early, then there are less chances of missing our duties. So we may feel this way, that if I sleep early, I will wake up early and I will carry out my duties in the morning. And if I sleep late, I will wake up late, I will carry out my duties before I go to sleep. You may not be able to carry out your duties because you are already tired throughout the day. And in the morning, there is one duty that you can only carry out in the morning, that is Fajr Salah. So you will put Fajr in danger. The third difference is that normally during the night, when we are alone, during the darkness of the night, a person feels more secure. So if he desires to do something that he does not want anybody else to know, the night time is chosen for that. So during summer months, when Fajr is at 4:30, everybody is sleeping after Fajr Salat. That is the norm here in this country, in the UK. But despite that, the security that you feel, if you want to do something wrong during the night, you will not feel that security in the morning, even though everybody is sleeping. So if you make a habit of sleeping late and waking up late, then another disadvantage or loss that you will incur is that you will fall into sinful activities during the night. And if you go to sleep early and you wake up in the morning, then in the morning you will not have the same inclination towards evil as you would during the night. And when you wake up early in the morning and you perform Fajr, that performing Fajr with Jama'at changes your whole outlook for the whole day. So from worldly perspective also, ukhravi perspective also, ilmi perspective, dini perspective, from all aspects, sleeping early and waking up early is very beneficial. And we will be able to perform tahajjud salat, we will be able to complete our mamulat, we will be able to perform fajr salat, we will be able to engage in azkar after fajr salat. we will be able to meet people, we will be able to carry out those duties that are associated to people. We remain sleeping till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, half day is gone already. We will be able to carry out our duties more better. We will be able to grasp the knowledge we are able to acquire better. And in the morning there is more barakah. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al li ummati fi bukuriha. O Allah, allocate barakah for my ummah during their mornings. And the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in had so much yaqeen, so much faith in this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they would begin all their important tasks in the morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه